Gleanings from the Psalms, Chapter 84. Psalm 37, Contentment, Not Envy. Contentment, not envy. Fret not yourself because of evildoers, either be envious against the workers of iniquity. It is very foolish to be envious at the prosperity of others. We should rejoice at the prosperity of the righteous, whatever our own circumstances. And if the wicked seem to prosper, we should remember that it cannot last. If we envy them, we are in reality desiring to share in their downfall. For when the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. The only wise course is to be content with what we have. Safety and security come from trust. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shall you dwell in the land and feed securely. Do not think that our dwelling in the land is pay for our good deeds. We do good only as the result of trusting in the Lord. And this trust is what causes us to dwell safely in the land, with sufficient for our needs. The land that God has promised for our inheritance is the new earth, but this is no bar to a present application of the promise, for the greater includes the less, and it is a light thing for God, who gives eternal riches and salvation, to keep us in safety and supply our wants for the little time we have here. All wants supplied. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. This is self-evident. Whosoever can say from the heart, whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside you, is sure to have every want satisfied, for God is the portion of his people. What a blessed condition, to have no want that is not supplied. Such a person is richer than any millionaire. God is our plan maker. Commit your way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. It is not in man that walks to direct his steps, but it is God that girds me with strength and makes my way perfect. If we commit our way to the Lord, it may not, and most likely will not, come out as we would have made it if we could, but it will be the right way, and we shall say that it is just as we would have it. If we commit our way unto the Lord, we must leave it wholly with him, and not prescribe to him how he shall order it. Light from darkness. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your judgment as the noonday. It makes no difference if the blackness of sin has blotted out all our righteousness. Even then, if we trust in God, he will make our righteousness appear, even covering us with it, because it is God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness that shines in our hearts. Nothing hinders the Lord. Out of the most faulty material he can produce a perfect structure. Worry is evil. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself in any wise to do evil. This is how we usually read it, but we shall understand it better if we read it thus, as in the revision. Fret not yourself, it tends only to evil. If we fret and worry, it is only to do evil. Fretting is to take our cause out of God's hands, and the end can only be evil. In returning in rest shall you be saved, in quietness and in confidence shall be your strength, earth given to the poor. The meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. We miss much of the blessedness of the promise by not grasping fully the force of the word. Meek. He has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. Compare the above with Christ's quotation of it. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. By comparing these, we see that the promise of the earth is to those who have nothing. God has chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, to be heirs of the kingdom. Such persons are only seemingly poor. God defends the just. The wicked plots against the just, and gnashes upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he sees that his day is coming. This text furnishes the clearest proof that whoever plots against any of God's people is plotting against God himself. God laughs at the plotter and at his rage, not because he is indifferent, but because he knows that it is all senseless. The wicked think that they have only defenseless mortals to fight against, when the attack is on the everlasting God. It is a vain thing that they imagine, for even while they take counsel together against the just, the Lord declares the decree. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion, that whosoever will may apply to himself all the promises, is evident from. And the spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that hears say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely.